Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Now, here's your host, Ray I.
The old man ran the bait shop in Eudora, Mississippi. Had his whole life story mounted right there on the wall. There were ducks and bucks and smallmouths and a few old faded pictures and the same three cocky rednecks grinning in a mall. One day I said, "Hey, mister, looks like you got some keepers." He said, "That's right, I've known them boys since we were only kids. I know what you're thinking, son, but the keepers in those pictures ain't the ones I'm holding, they're the ones I'm standing with."
Welcome back. Little Red Akins, my good buddy Red Akins. That's an awesome song, Volker Wagner.
It is.
Welcome back. KFNS 590 The Fan, your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I. Midwest Outdoor Studios, deep within our bunker, undisclosed location. You going to say it?
Live mobile on demand.
I knew he wanted to say it. He said it. We're having a great Saturday morning. We're going to go out to grab some guy.
Up in Minnesota, where the wind howls, the snow is deep, the ice is cracking. Minnesotaites don't thaw out until July.
What's his name? Mark Strand or whatever?
So what does this guy look like?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a little guy, kind of funny looking.
In what way?
Oh, just in a general kind of way.
Okay.
Looks like she's going to turn cold tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Got a front coming in.
Yeah, you got that right.
You got that right. Let's play a little intro for this guy, huh? Here we go.
You are turned on to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. Since 1967, helping people enjoy the outdoors. It all starts right here, right now.
Yeah, baby, gonna start right now, right here, Midwest Outdoors.
I don't sound like that guy, do I?
No comment. On the line with us, we got Midwest Outdoors Magazine editor, Mr. Mark Strand. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Good morning, Raymond. Hey, everybody.
Great to have you on the show. Hey, the January issue, Midwest Outdoors, is out on the cover. Babe Winkleman, as you all know, we've talked to Babe about in his own words, but what a great issue. You've done it again, Mark. You've got the January issue here. Why don't you tell our listeners what they can find and what is all about the January issue, Midwest Outdoors Magazine.
Yeah. Hey, thank you. When you look out the window here in Minnesota, for example, you see a lot of white, just snow, and it's cold, and you might think to yourself there's not that much to do if you love hunting and fishing. But when we look at all of our states and all the things that there are to do, it is endless. I remember we talked about this just a couple days ago. The pheasant season ended in Minnesota, and I went pheasant hunting over the New Year's Eve weekend and had a great, great hunt. And I was kind of sad because pheasant hunting was over, but we've been eating fresh pheasant dinners around my house, and you just turn your attention to what there is available. In the January issue of Midwest Outdoors, we're talking about coyote hunting, we're talking about ice fishing, we're talking about getting your gear ready for the next year. We have our special Canada Fever section where we talk all about, hey, if you're looking for a destination getaway for next summer or spring or fall, this is where we talk about all the places that you could go and what you might find. We're talking about how to deal with the venison that you got when you went deer hunting. We got our LP Bresny, our shooting columnist, writing about if you're interested in ultra long distance shooting, shooting out to a mile, he's talking about that. Our great hunting columnist, Ray I, says he constantly gets questions about, like, where can I go turkey hunting? And you spill the beans on your all-time favorite turkey hunting spots. I mean, honestly, when I think about Midwest Outdoors, and we're growing at a period when most other outdoor magazines are not growing, we have the luxury of so many pages to fill with cool stuff that even if you're a specialist and you're only into certain aspects of the outdoors, you're gonna find it, because we talk about fishing in boats, we talk about fishing from shore, we talk about every kind of hunting and calling animals and scouting and eating, you know, cooking, the stuff, it never ends.
Good stuff, Mark. And I want to go back to the taking care of your venison of whitetail. Good friend Ron Kruger, nice piece. And it was really interesting when I saw that and I was reading that. Me and Marty, well, we were just talking about it this morning here on the show. Me and Marty went muzzleloading hunting here this last week.
Yeah, right.
And when we were down there and we got these deer, the place was closed and we couldn't take our animals in. So we just hung them up and we said, you know, this is what we used to do anyway, is hang our deer. And then I look at this issue, January issue, and here's Ron Kruger talking about how to age your deer and hang them up so they're better. Better food, don't have to season them, they're really good. It's exactly what we did. And our processor told us that we did the right thing as well. So that's pretty cool that that's in the magazine and we did the same thing.
Yeah, I love it. And by the way, when, pheasants, for example, when I get home from my hunting trips, I'll hang my birds for 2 days or, you know, at least one day in my garage for that exact same reason, because they talk about the muscles, the proteins in the muscle fibers relaxing and whatnot, and it actually, it's like a natural tenderizing process, right?
Right, yeah. You don't need to tenderize the meat, and that's what your article says, Ron Kruger's article says in Midwest Outdoors, about you don't need tenderizer, you really don't need a lot of seasoning, it's really good, and he's exactly right. In the old days, all my relatives always hung their deer. No one would ever think about taking a deer and cutting it up right away. And another important point he made in there, and I urge everybody to read this article, it's really good, is don't saw through the bones and get all the bone dust in the meat. It's really bitter, it's bad. And that's why people, case they didn't know, that's why a lot of hunters debone whitetail deer, so they don't cut into the bone.
Right on. It's great advice, and yet another example of, you know, we have the freedom in Midwest Outdoors magazine to talk about so many different things that I always stress that to people who are interested in reading the magazine, that it really doesn't matter what aspects of the outdoors you're interested in, you're gonna find something that you really like in there.
Yeah. You know, we just talking about white-tailed deer and taking care of it and hanging it and for processing. And then in the same magazine, you got what to do when go-to panfish bite goes deep. And, of course, you've got safety on the ice.
Ice fishing.
You got ice fishing in here as well as whitetail, as well as all the different. It's just a wide variety of good stuff. And your Canada insert I thought was really cool. And in January, great timing, all these big sports shows and stuff, talking about the All Canada show and these different shows, what you can do in Canada. And here you have everything that you would ever need to go to Canada right here in this issue.
We always talk about that the Canada Fever sections, and we put one out with the December, the January, and the February issues every year. It's the kind of thing that you can take your time and kind of look through it and read about some of these places and then look for those, like you're talking about, the All Canada show or just the general sports shows that come to your area, and you head in there and it's really likely that the same places that we're talking about are going to be represented by multiple resorts and outfitters and tourism associations at these shows. So you can go in there, it's kind of like your warm-up before you get to the show, and it really helps you plan your vacation for next summer.
And you guys are really emotional, too. You got tactics for overcoming midwinter blues, right over to a love story, 10 good reasons to love Sauger.
Yeah. Yes. Well, there's a lot of emotions involved in the hunting and fishing business. As you know, you get real excited before the season starts, and you get real emotional when it's over. So we have to deal with that. Yeah, and if you're sad because you're not catching any fish, we want to fix that, too. So, there's...
Right next to my article, Ray I dishes up his favorite turkey hunting destinations. You got how does your favorite lure compare? But I also want to tell my listeners, you can go to Midwest Outdoors website, and I've got a great Hawaiian turkey hunt with my good friend John Sabati from this article to go with this piece that we have in the January issue.
Yes.
All right, Mr. Strand, we did it once again. Talk about the January issue. We always want to get you on each month when a new issue comes out and let everyone know what's going on. They can go to the newsstands and pick it up, or they can go to the website. What's that website?
MidwestOutdoors.com, or you can call subscription line at 1-800-606-3400. 800-606-3474. That's 800-606-3474.
Awesome. Well, Happy New Year. I forgot to say it in the beginning of the interview. So here we go. Our first show of 2017. Great having you back on the show, Mark.
Happy New Year to you guys, too. And Ray, I really appreciate it. We really appreciate being able to come on and talk about what we're working on because we're very excited about the Midwest outdoors.
All right, brother. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks, Ray.
All right.
Well, heck, if you want to...
Hang on a second.
Play games here? I'm working with you on this thing here, but okay... I'll do a damn luck count.
Sir, right now?
Yeah, right now. You're darn tootin'.
You're darn tootin'. Love you, Mark.
Those are my people. You're making fun of my people.
Live mobile on demand.
Love you too, Ram.
Have a great weekend. We're going to go out with a little music, Mark. You might just hang on for a second. Don't hang out. We're going to go out with a little music you might be familiar with.
I'm ready. Do it.
Midwest Outdoors Television.
Live mobile on demand.
Yeah, baby. Thank you, Mark. Have a great weekend. There we go. Mr. Mark Strand, Midwest Outdoors Magazine. Hey, we need to take a break. Yes, indeed, boys and girls. We'll see you all on the other side, baby.